globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, I just got a breaking news story, which at face value is mediocre, let's say, lukewarm. Now, as I've said before, and I'll reiterate this, because if you follow politics like me, because I'll get sent stuff or asked about stuff all the time that pops up on social media or pops up in the news, and they'll say, "Hey, why didn't you cover this?" And I'll say, "Well, that's because it's fake or it's not true or I can't confirm it." So it happens all the time. People say, "Oh, did you see this? Did you see this? Why didn't you cover this?" And I'll say, "Well, I don't think it's true, or I don't think that's the real story." Whatever, I've explained that before. So it's unlikely that I didn't see it. So just assume if you're out there wondering, oh, did he see this? I probably saw it, and there's a reason why I'm not covering it. Now, I say that to build up this story that I just got, and I'm even hesitant to say this now, but I was getting information about a plan that Trump had for Washington, D.C. And it started coming to me about a month ago, actually, when I was reporting on Space City or whatever Elon Musk's SpaceX is called, the city down there in Southwest Texas, right there at the tip. Starbase. Thank you, guys. And so somebody was like, "Hey, you know, this isn't the only thing you're going to see with this." And I was like, I'll tell you. I was like, yeah, that kind of sounds like some Q stuff. And I searched around and asked some other people. They were like, yeah, nobody's ever heard of that. Well, I mean, I'm still not even buying into it, but Trump just put a statement out that is, I'm like, whoa, well, maybe there is something there. But we'll have that coming up. All right, now, we were supposed to end this special tonight, but we didn't update the specials. So, at the alexjonesstore.com, the buy one, get one free VIP sale is still live. So if you're a VIP member and you want to take advantage of this sale, it is still live. Or if you want to sign up to become a VIP and take advantage of this sale, you can do that. You can sign up today and then take advantage of this. Buy one, get one free super sale on all health supplements and all apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. Now you can go to thealexjonesstore.com. At the top of the page, there's a gold link. It says become a VIP. You can sign up there. Or you can go directly to thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. Learn more about the benefits, and obviously sign up there as well. Immediately, you get the benefits, monthly membership credits, bonus entries into our raffles and giveaways, and you can take advantage of this buy one, get one free super sale happening right now. All health supplements, all apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. So it was supposed to end today. We've extended it. Alex is working on some new sales, so it's supposed to end tonight. So it's likely that this will end tonight. I think Alex is working on new sales right now. He couldn't last night. He was dealing with legal. But he's likely actually working on the new sales right now. So this is probably your last night to take advantage of this buy one, get one free bonanza. And we'll see what sales we can offer on the other side of it. But I would take advantage of this while it's live. And we really just want to thank our VIP members. We really just want to thank everybody that's been supporting us over the years and at thealexjonesstore.com, but specifically this one for the VIPs, it's that sustained membership that budgets us into the future, and we are extremely grateful for that. It's what keeps us independent. It's what keeps us on the air. It's what keeps Alex's legal fights going. It's what keeps the crew here as well. We're trying to expand and do more, and so that's all thanks to you shopping at thealexjonesstore.com and, of course, our VIP members, thealexjonesstore.com/VIP. So last night to take advantage of the buy one, get one free sale for VIP members. All right. We're going to come back. We just got this statement from President Trump, and we're going to come back with that. Before we go to break, it's tough to squeeze this in. Guys, show me clip 24 real quick. And I'll just mention it. Look,
I know I said the sky is not
there. People are noticing what's going on in the skies. Finally, it's like it's always been there, and it's always been obvious when you can see it. But now more people than ever are saying, "What the hell is going on in our sky?" So, it's just this reminder, folks, that we, the people, the citizens of planet Earth, we're treated like slaves. We're treated like dirt by our governments. There's so many levels of control that keep us from information, including what they do to our weather.
I'm cutting this on July 30th, 2025. That means you've got 7 days to take advantage of one of the biggest sales in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com. If you buy any of our amazing supplements, the Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, all of the great products are there right now. Buy one already discounted, get the very same bottle, the very same product, absolutely free, but it's only running for 7 days. When you're a VIP, for $30 a month, you get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special discounts, and more. That's how you take advantage of the buy one, get one free. This is only for VIP members, but anybody going to the store should be a VIP because you get $40 for subscribing for $30 a month. You make money on that, and you can cancel anytime. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Statement. I'm going to read it for you. Now, this is after a couple really heinous crimes have happened in Washington, D.C., but that, unfortunately, is all too common. Crime in Washington, D.C. is totally out of control. Local youths... That's funny. That's a total Savage thing, by the way. Trump and Michael Savage are good friends. Local youths and gang members... Some only 14, 15, and 16 years old are randomly attacking, mugging, maiming, and shooting innocent citizens, at the same time knowing that they will be almost immediately released. They are not afraid of law enforcement because they know nothing ever happens to them, but it's going to happen now. The law in D.C. must be changed to prosecute these minors as adults and lock them up for a long time starting at age 14. The most recent victim was beaten mercilessly by local thugs. Washington, D.C. must be safe, clean, and beautiful for all Americans and, importantly, for the world to see. If D.C. doesn't get its act together and quickly, we'll have no choice but to take federal control of the city and run this city how it should be run and put criminals on notice that they're not going to get away with it anymore. Perhaps it should have been done a long time ago. Then this incredible young man and so many others would not have to go through the horrors of violent crime. If this continues, I'm going to exert my powers and federalize this city, make America great again. All right. Now, there's really a lot to unpack here. And let's just say there have been rumors, and I don't know if they originated with Q, but it's kind of Q stuff. But, oh, Trump is going to, they said Trump is going to move the Capitol at one point, was a Q thing. And then what I was teasing in the last segment that I just never believed, never bought into because it sounded like madness to me, and I still think it does, but this is weird. There was a rumor going around that Trump was going to sell D.C. and it was going to become like Starbase City. Now, I'm not going to go any further on that rumor because I don't want to put any more credence to it. But there's other claims have been made about who's going to own it and everything else. And so this got brought to me a couple weeks ago and I just said, that's nonsense. But now it's like, oh, we're going to federalize the city. Oh, no, the rumor was that they were going to incorporate D.C. and basically turn it into like a Starbase City, which is just independent, incorporated. And you know, it's funny because you have to look for solutions. You know, maybe that is the solution. Maybe that is the solution. We've got a movement here called Texit to get Texas out of the federal government. There's a decent movement here. I mean, it doesn't really get much headway, but it's there. It persists. So it's like, okay, well, we got some solutions here. Do we just privatize cities and just go into private ownership and just say, yeah, we're not doing the government anymore. We're doing our own thing now. It's actually very popular. People actually want it. And, you know, maybe an example would be, I don't know if it's a good example, but Starbase City is right next to a pretty popular destination in Texas. It's kind of like a best kept secret of Texas, really. So I don't even like talking about it, but that's South Padre Island. Big beaches in the Gulf of America down there. But South Padre is right next to Starbase City. And a lot of people go down to South Padre and you can watch rocket launches and go check out SpaceX facilities. And so just because I'm just curious and I like falling real estate, I was like, well, this is interesting. And I was like, well, I wonder if this would be, it's like, that seems like a good investment. You buy a piece of property, you buy a condo or something down there before Starbase City goes official, because it's going to be a huge tourist destination. Once Starbase City, I mean, 10 years, Starbase City is going to be like a futuristic, it's going to be like the most futuristic thing you can see. Rockets landing and taking off. I was like, you know, that seems like a smart investment to go buy property there. And then once this place becomes a destination for tourism, it's going to be huge. Well, needless to say, after Starbase City became officially incorporated, within a month, real estate down there basically tripled. So people like the idea of getting away from the government at any cost. They like the idea. So federalizing D.C. or making it, you know, private incorporated, okay. But of course in D.C., they've been trying to make it a state. They've been pushing to make D.C. the 51st state for quite some time. That's been their complaint. Of course, that's mostly just Democrats wanting two more seats in the Senate that they assume they'll win every election cycle. More than anything else, Trump wants to federalize Washington, D.C. See, the other issue with this, and I don't mind solutions, but see, it's kind of like the whole economy issue. And they sit here and they try to find these different fixes for the economy. And it's just like, no, just stop taxing us. Like stop all the federal spending. Stop all the foreign aid. Stop all this waste, fraud, and abuse. And stop taxing us. Let Americans keep their money. It's like, we're going to find all these different creative ways to fix the economy. How about you just stop taking our money? You know, it's like, it's kind of the easy fix. Stop taking our money. So it's kind of the same here. It's like, actually, you know, but I guess the solution doesn't exist when there's Democrats in charge. But it's like, no, you just need federal, you need prosecutors, you need local prosecutors, you need local judges that aren't Democrats, that aren't going to keep criminals out on the streets. But I suppose that's already been tried in D.C. The whole city's run by liberal Democrats, so it just remains a dangerous hellscape. I mean, folks, I got stacks of news about shootings. It's so bad. And we just normalize it. It's like, oh, yeah, I know, more killed in Chicago, more killed in Seattle. Oh, yeah, people shot at a church. Oh, yeah, people shot at a campus. Oh, yeah, there's a manhunt in Montana. Some guy walks into the bar, kills four on the run. It's like, oh, just normalize it. And then if you want to make an issue out of it, oh, it's the guns. It's the guns. Oh, yes, it's the guns. No. No. We have a mental health crisis in this country, and we have a justice system crisis in this country, and that's the problem. So it's like, well, okay, we can't solve it like that. So Trump says, I guess I'll just have to federalize it and take it over. That's interesting. Federalize it, privately incorporate it. I gotta say though, as somebody that's been going to D.C. since high school, I've seen the ups, I've seen the downs, not like a local would, but I've seen D.C. at its best, I've seen D.C. at its worst, and or at least for my lifetime, the first before COVID, like 2017 to 2019, DC was like the best it's ever been. I mean, truly, it was the best it's ever been. There was a vibe, there was an air of positivity. I think even crime was down. And then, of course, you got COVID and shut everything down. And then you got the Black Lives Matter riots and they're burning stuff to the ground. And then it's never been the same. It's never been the same in D.C. It's very dark and depressing in Washington, D.C. now. So, you know, I'd like to see D.C. restored to its once greatness. It is a beautiful city. I would like it to be available for tourism and people to feel confident that they're going to be safe and protected. But that's not the case right now. That's really not the case. So, okay, well, Trump may be looking for a solution on that. I'd say that's good. Probably more important than him appointing himself. Probably more important than him appointing himself to the federal task force for the 2028 Los Angeles Olympic Games. Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. What are they going to say now? They're going to say, this is what Hitler did. What is it? I think it was 1938 where the Olympics in Germany when Jesse Owens won the race. And they made a big race spectacle out of it. It's like, oh, this is what Hitler did to the Olympics. Hitler was in charge of the Olympics in Germany. Oh, my gosh. So he's just opening himself up for these attacks. But this is definitely going to be a Trumpian thing. He's going to be in charge of it. He's going to make sure it's all big and beautiful, just like I want. Just like these are the Trump Olympics, actually. Not the Olympics. It's the Trump Olympics. So we're going to make sure it's all about me. And if you don't like that, then that's just too bad. You're probably fake MAGA. You're probably panicking. So he'll definitely be there. Who knows? He'll be calling the shots and pointing people out. And you go over there, do this. Raise that flag. Who's that hottie right there? Bring her up on the stage. Yeah, just put her right there. Yep, that's right. Uh-huh. That'll get ratings up. Make sure she's on television, too, with the camera angle. See it? Yep. Very good. So, okay, Trump federalizing D.C., trying to get control of the crime. Oh, that's good. Trump wanting to run the federal task force for the Olympics? Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know how this guy does it all. Must be all that Diet Coke. Oh, wait. Is there any caffeine in Diet Coke? I don't think there is. U.S. may require some visitors to post bond of up to $15,000 for entry. What the hell? U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio gives the media a briefing. The State Department is proposing requiring applicants for business and tourist visas to post a bond of up to $15,000 to enter the United States, a move that may make the process unaffordable for many. I don't get this. Other than they're just trying to make a bunch of money. For businesses, okay, maybe. But again, isn't the idea to attract businesses here, not to detract them? Isn't the idea to make America the place where they want to do business? It's why we're getting rid of all the regulations and everything else. So now we're going to charge you just to come here on a tourist visa? It's getting wild over here. A notice to be published in the Federal Register on Tuesday, the department said it would start a 12-month pilot program under which people from countries deemed to have high overstay rates and deficient internal document security protocols could be required to post bonds of $5,000, $10,000, or $15,000 when applying for a visa. Why don't we just enforce the law? Just enforce the law. We're already doing it at the border. We're trying to deport the criminals. Just enforce the law. It's all it takes. Obey the law, enforce the law. But, I don't like that one. Now, the Department of Homeland Security, after all the backlash of the Israel boycott text that was in it, which is undeniable, and now they're coming out and they're saying, oh, no, that didn't happen. We never did that. So they say, oh, no, there's no requirement. Nothing is tied to Israel, literally in the text. And this is so embarrassing. Even the community notes, like the easiest community note ever. Even the community notes are there, and they're like, well, you're lying. Here's the text. Everybody's seen the text. Literally right in there, loyalty to Israel. Multiple states have the same thing. Now, Sagar and Genty has spoke to the DHS, and they're reporting to him. An original guidance from DHS explicitly stated that federal disaster funding was barred from states that allowed a boycott of Israel. The White House changed this explicit language after widespread outcry, but the DHS tweet makes it clear the admin reserves the right to deny these funds on BDS grounds based on the Anti-Boycott Act. So in other words, they removed it from the text, but they're saying we can still do it. We don't even need it in the text because we have this Anti-Boycott Act. So in other words, there's a bill, just like you have it on the states level. I think it's 22 states or something. Can't boycott Israel. There's a bill that says you're not allowed to boycott Israel at the federal level. So they're saying, okay, well, you caught us. You caught us. Israel runs everything here. You caught us. We snuck it in. We wanted to, you know, a not so subtle reminder that you an American, or your loyalty is to Israel here, okay? So if you get wiped away by a hurricane and you want some disaster relief, you need to go kiss the wall. All right, Goy? But they say, oh, oops, bad timing. So just take it out of the text in the DHS disaster relief. But just know that we still have the Anti-Boycott Act. And if you're not friendly to Israel, we can still deny you disaster relief. So F off. Thank you. So glad to know where you stand. Really appreciate the honesty, actually. The Department of Homeland Security has posted an image of South Park with a link to join ICE. I'm actually surprised that, I don't know, I guess people are coming in, but they keep promoting this as if they're struggling to get new hires. A $50,000 signing bonus. They're promoting the links all over X. You'd think that the applicants would just be pouring in right now. But they're still promoting it, so I guess they're still needing to push this deal. But okay, that's kind of funny. I'll say that. They're promoting ICE through a South Park image. All right. Every once in a while, you get one right. Honestly, when you try to do this cultural stuff, most of the time you embarrass yourself. But okay, I'll give you this one. That's pretty funny. I'll give you that. What is this? Is this the episode that's supposed to air tonight, by the way? Yeah, tomorrow night. It's Wednesday night. So how did they get these leaks from tomorrow night's episode? So you're saying Paramount did? So, okay, so South Park released a couple teaser images, and then they've had 78,000 applicants, and they're still pushing for more. Wow, okay, so they're really, wow. All right, so it has been a success, but they want more. Oh, boy, they're really, this is going to be interesting to see. I mean, they're trying to do the deportation effort. It's not been easy or fun, but there's no doubt they're trying to make it happen. So, okay, the South Park episode airing tomorrow night is going to feature Ice Barbie, Christy Noem. Nice. Nice. I actually like where South Park is going. It makes me feel good again that South Park is pissing off the establishment. You know, something just feels right in America when celebrities are threatening to sue South Park. Just something feels right. Feels like, you know, in a world where you're wondering if anything is going right, when celebrities and political figures are threatening to sue South Park again, you think, all right, maybe there's still hope. Maybe we can be back. Maybe, just maybe. Let's see what they want to do with this whole Trump persona in South Park. Now, this is funny. From Homeland Security. I don't even need to say the irony in this post, but then Homeland Security also posted this. Guys, I think it was last month I read this quote on air, by the way, and did a whole monologue about this. Homeland Security posts this There is no room in this country for hyphenated Americanism. Americanism is a matter of the spirit and of the soul. Our allegiance must be purely to the United States. We must unsparingly condemn any man who holds any other allegiance. Teddy Roosevelt. Now, I'll leave the quite obvious irony of this out, but we'll go to the clip they shared. This is Democrat Representative Delia Ramirez speaking in Mexico City, of course. And here's what she said, clip 26. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't speak Spanish. What she said was, I am a proud Guatemalan before I am an American. Yeah, she should be expelled from Congress. She should be censured and expelled from Congress. And I wouldn't even be surprised. I wouldn't even be surprised if Republicans try to do that. But of course, as we'll get to on the other side of this upcoming break, when Randy Fine and Mike Johnson and everybody lets you know that they're loyal to Israel first, no problem with that. That's A-OK. And of course, I'm sure if somebody asked the Department of Homeland Security, hey, when you said in your official statement, quoting Teddy Roosevelt, when you said our allegiance must be purely to the United States, where do you stand on Israel? Oh, we weren't talking about Israel. I'm sorry. Silly me. I forgot. They're above it all. As Mike Johnson said, actually. Literally. So we'll have that for you. And Tammy Bruce said it too. So they don't even hide it. It's like, you can only be loyal to America. Well, what about Israel? Not that. Anti-Semite. Well, you know those people that were doxing ICE agents? They are not having fun. One of them, Jack Quinlan, is facing 5 years in federal prison and up to $250,000 in fines for doxing location of ICE agents. Yeah, that's serious business, bud. But I will tell you, they're not stopping. And there are others popping up now and promoting this app, including politicians that are actively doxing ICE agents. And they're telling you, follow me here. Whenever I get a ping of where ICE is, I will let you know. So let's see how far this goes. By the way, this guy has his pronouns in the bio. I mean, good Lord. Pronouns in bio. You should be disqualified from anything ever. Forever. Ever again. Pronouns in bio. But do you guys see this? Whenever I go somewhere where they have name tags as identifiers, some restaurants do it. Some gyms do it. Have you seen how they put they do the little bio thing there? They got the little pronouns in the name tags now. Can you imagine somebody even 30 years ago sees that? Like, him, her? Him, her? What is a him, her?
I need support. We are maxed out, and I can do so much more in offense, guaranteed beat them even faster in court, and got this other stuff going on. I'll leave it that with the Justice Department, the good guys coming in, and the task force on weaponization, that I need funds. So I need you to go to thealexjonesstore.com, subscribe as your monthly donation for $30 a month as a VIP, and know you're doing that bare minimum of support, cancel any time. Not a very hard commitment. You just do it month to month. You charge $30, you're a VIP, and when you want a t-shirt or you want a supplement, you get it because it'll just build up in your account. $40 to spend in the store. You spend $30, you get $40 automatic discounts on everything, special sales, special offers. I'm asking everyone to commit who's never supported the broadcast by buying anything to become a VIP today at thealexjonesstore.com. And then you know you're doing the monthly support. Ever have an issue, don't want to do it, cancel. It's one click, it's your profile. But by being a VIP, you get massive discounts, special offers, and so much more at theelectionstore.com. And it's a way to show your support. We need your backing. I am 100% dauntless. If anything, I get overheated because I've got so much energy and I'm so angry at these people and it bleeds off into my life. I need your backing. I'm backing you. Quite frankly, if you don't back me and my crew, what we're doing, you're nuts. And I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying you're crazy. Evil hates this transmission. We've got their number. And if you don't back the organizations fighting with everything they've got for you, because we're all in this together, well, you've rolled over. You've run up the white flag, quite frankly. And that's what this is. People ask, man, thanks for fighting. Thanks for never giving up. Wow, why does it break your spirit? It intensifies my spirit. To know we're up against pure evil and we're turning the tide and we're winning. And then to know that if we don't fight hard, they're going to win and commit humanity to a nightmare of evil. You think stuff's bad now? You ain't seen nothing yet. Thank me for fighting for my own future and yours collectively? There's not even a question of fighting these people. Look at them. They've got to be opposed. People tend to think being persecuted is oh, you want to stay away from that. Oh, so you want to stay away from the fight. No, it's like John Paul Jones said when he got commissioned as the head of the U.S. Navy, right when it was starting, and he was writing to the Continental Congress. He said, I only want the fastest ships. I only want to be sent into the main war zones in direct action. They said, here, it's our fastest ship. Go out. He immediately goes out and engages and takes over all these British ships two, three times the size. It's a ramming straight into them. Well, that's what I want to do. I only want the fastest ships. I want to go directly into action. I want to go 24 hours a day. I want reporters all over the country. I want to be 50 times stronger against the enemy. I want 50 times the audience. I want victory. You think what we've done to the enemy's been effective so far? It's nothing. I have not yet begun to fight. So support yourself. Support us. Do it. Or be conscious that you didn't fight when the time was right. You hesitated. You took this as another entertainment venue, to some other show, just more talk. This ain't talk. This is the targeting coordinates to take down the enemy. This is the Death Star plans. This is Sting, the Goblin Slayer. They hate this blade. This operation is a sword that is plunged politically, culturally, spiritually into the hearts of our enemies over and over and over again. They hate it. It's a standard of their defeat. It's a symbol of their weakness. That's what we're doing here. This is serious business. So I'm coming to you, asking you to continue to commission us in this fight. We've already delivered you more victories against the enemy than any other media operation in the world. And I'm asking you again, for all of our collective futures, to come to our aid now more and take your fight to the 110% level. Tell the truth. Be accurate. Stand against evil. Have courage. Until it's not even having courage, it's what you are.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's time to take a stand. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, things have been really bad in Gaza, but they're about to get a lot worse. And Trump has basically just come out and said the aid is such a disaster now, just trying to get them aid. And it's both sides, folks. It's Hamas messing it up. It's the Israelis and their bloodlust. It's all of them. They're all sick. The whole thing is just a sick, disgusting mess, as it has been forever. That's why I want nothing to do with it. That's why I'm sick of all of them, but nope, somehow that's us now. Somehow we have to be responsible for all of it, and it has to be the number one issue. So now Trump is like, well, I guess I'm going to have to take over the aid too. I guess we're going to have to completely oversee the whole aid situation to figure out what's going on, which tells you what? Which tells you that the envoy that he just sent there either wasn't a success or, look, there's no doubt that this envoy of Huckabee and Witkoff have Israel's best interests in mind. But I also think they're honest people, and I think that they don't like the war that's going on. I do believe that. So I think they reported back to Trump, and Witkoff headed to Russia now. You know, I think he reported back to Trump, and he said, look, they put a nice display on for us, but it's not good. It's not good. And they, you know, it's like when Gavin Newsom cleaned up the homelessness for the cameras. Or they would clean up the border before the Democrats would go down there for a photo op during the invasion. So I think Witkoff reported back to Trump like, hey, look, it's bad. I don't know what's going on with the aid. You know, these two groups can't stop fighting one another, but it's not good. So Trump is like, okay, well, what are we supposed to do? I guess we got to take over the aid. So what does that mean? Is this boots on the ground time? Remember, they tried to build that floating dock off the coast, and it sank, and it was enduring gunfire, and that was a multi-million-dollar disaster. Remember that failure? So that was the Biden attempt to oversee the aid was, hey, keep it as far away from the Israelis as possible, put it off the coast of Gaza, and then we can kind of control the distribution, and the Israelis will be over here, and they won't even be able to get access to it to use as leverage or hold people hostage or hold it hostage. But they couldn't even run that program right. The thing sank, so that was a disaster. And it's not like dealing with Hamas is some Ferris wheel ride either. So then they were like, all right, we're just going to start dropping the aid. We'll do these airdrops. We'll hope it gets to the Gaza people, and then it doesn't. Either the Israelis come and use it as a hostage situation, or Hamas comes and takes it off to their fighters. So, yeah, you know, I tend to think Witkoff is a very well-meaning person and genuinely wants peace. And by the way, anybody that looks at this knows what's in Israel's best interest, and that is peace, by the way. The bloodlust of Netanyahu is not in Israel's best interest. And I got more proof of that here. But so I think Witkoff, he called Trump and he said, look, this aid deal is it's not good. And I know we put on a nice little show for the cameras. But there's a reason why Mike Huckabee didn't take his bulletproof vest and helmet off. And, you know, we didn't want to say something there in the public with everybody there in this publicity stunt, but no, it's not good. It's not good. And we're lucky if the aid reaches what we intended to reach. So now Trump is considering just completely doing oversight, and is that boots on the ground? I mean, holy smokes. Now, before I get into these headlines, just to kind of put it all into perspective, folks, these images are harrowing. And I wouldn't even be so emotionally invested in it. And I see this all the time. It's like, oh, well, why don't you care about Yemen? Why don't you care about Sudan? Why don't you care about Nigeria? Well, okay, yeah, I don't like starvation and death and war and everything that goes on. It's corrupt in the world. I'm not sitting here dealing with Sudanese flags in my Congress. Okay? I don't have the president of Yemen or who even knows what goes on. They don't even have a solid border. I don't have Yemenis coming into my Congress saying, come fight for us. I don't have the Nigerian American Political Action Committee buying off all the congressmen. And none of those countries receive the benefits of foreign aid and military support to the degree that Israel does. Combine them all, they don't. Combine every country on the planet, they don't. So this whole straw man of, well, you don't talk about this or you don't talk about that, so you can't talk about Israel. Please, please. Nobody has the influence on our foreign policy like Israel. Nobody is attached to hip to our Congress like Israel. It's such a ridiculous proposal to pretend that, oh, you have to talk about the other state. So it's not like I'm trying to virtue signal here. I could talk about it. I could talk about what goes on with the Chinese slaves. I could talk about what goes on with the Falun Gong. Yeah, you can talk about there's tragedy all over the world, people starving. But it's not, the blood isn't on my hands like it is in Gaza because I have to fund this crap that Israel does. So that's the obvious difference. But no. So the image is now coming out of Gaza. Some brave journalists have risked their lives to get this footage because they'll either arrest you or they might kill you. But new footage coming out of Gaza, folks. It's bad. In fact, let's just look at before and after here in clip 16. Go ahead and roll a before and after here. So there's Gaza before Israel decided to just level it. And now let's take a look at this exact same strip now. Now, if you keep this on the screen for me, I'm seeing this because Israel has now officially announced they're taking the Gaza Strip. Isn't that funny? Yeah. It was obviously the plan the whole time. And the people that said it was the plan the whole time were attacked. They were called liars. They were called anti-Semites. They were called panickins. It was the same thing. We said, oh, we're going to strike Iran. No, we're not, panickins. We struck Iran. Israel's doing this to take the Gaza Strip. No, they're not, panickin. They're taking the Gaza Strip. Now, I think what's disturbing as we look at these images, as Israel is announcing the full occupation of Gaza, they're taking it over, folks. They're conquering the land. So again, I'd say fine. I don't want anything to do with it. Let them deal with it. Let that part of the world deal with it. I'm out. If we weren't funding Israel and we weren't supporting all this and giving them military support, it wouldn't be a big issue. We'd cover it like we cover anything, but I mean, it wouldn't be a leading issue. So, but we were right all along. That was their plan. That's why they stood down on October 7th. But think about it like this: as the Israeli settlers are already moving in there and they're already moving into the West Bank, and we got some footage of this. They just decided to level it. They didn't even decide, and I know why, and I've talked about this before. You know, they didn't do a land invasion. They didn't go there to actually preserve the infrastructure and then take it over, because their troops don't want to do that. They don't want to risk one Israeli soldier's life. Not a single Israeli soldier's life will be risked. So what do? They just bomb the whole thing. They just bomb it into oblivion. They turn it into a parking lot, and then they're going to take it over and rebuild it how they feel fit. That was their plan all along. It's always the plan. And they lied to you about it because they knew if they told you that was the plan that you wouldn't support it. So they lied and said, it's self-defense. It's self-defense. No, it was a stand down for the excuse to conquer the land. And now they're moving in. And they bombed it into a parking lot because they didn't want to lose a single Israeli soldier life. And they didn't care who they killed in the process. So this whole thing has turned into a mess. And I see all the pro-Israel propaganda voices. Oh, this is great. As if we didn't know it was going to happen. Oh, wow. Thank God Israel is going to save Gaza. Save Gaza? Oh, thank God. Abortion saves babies. Like, what is wrong with you? They say, finally, Israel can build Gaza and have a real city. They destroyed the city. It's sick watching these people lie. It's sick. So, I'm just embarrassed for our country. I'm just shamed that our country supported and funded this. I'm ashamed that we were lied to about the whole thing. And I'm ashamed that we told the truth and got attacked for it. And where do you think they're going to send the Palestinians, folks? Into white, Christian, Western countries. That's where they're going. It's a plan all along. It was the plan all along. Now, let's say they propose to start moving them into America. How are you going to feel about that? They're already trying to move them into Europe. They already tried it in France. That failed. They're trying to propose other European countries to take in the Palestinians. They don't want them. The Arab countries don't want them. What are they going to do? Israel's not going to take them. Israel's not going to let them back into their new conquered land. What are they going to do? It's a little scary to think, actually. It's a little scary to think what they might do. Now, they tried it in Greece. And now the situation is so bad in Greece that Israelis can't even go visit there. Israeli tourists face growing anger in Greece while Athens pledges crackdown on protests. Everybody's sick of Israel. Athens Mayor Doukas slams Israel after anti-Semitic incident. Folks, everybody's sick of Israel. Everybody. And the people in Europe and the people in that region of the world even know it more personally because, well, hell, five countries are under attack from Israel's military right now. But then those countries absorb all of the refugees of Israel's wars. It's like there's stories about multiple stories in the news today about Afghanis raping women in Europe, raping women in Italy. Yeah. Oh, you mean the European countries are sick of Israel relocating displaced, dysfunctional Muslims and Arabs into the white Christian countries? Oh, you mean European countries are on to how Israel's wars are forcing radical Islamic terrorists into their countries and are raping their women and running trucks over their people? Oh, you mean Europe is sick of that? Oh, you mean Europe is protesting that? Multiple countries? Well, golly gee. Wonder why? And here it goes again. And it's all because America facilitates it. America allows it. Oh, boy. So the Polish prime minister who tries to play both sides, because, you know, they're very anti-Nazi in Poland. And Polish went through World War II. But the Israeli foreign ministry is upset because they're not going all in for Israel here, because even the Polish are against the war. So Donald Tusk, yes, Donald Tusk, prime minister of Poland, said, Poland has been and will always be on Israel's side in its confrontation with Islamic terrorism, but never on the side of politicians whose actions lead to hunger and the deaths of mothers and children. This must be obvious to the nations that shared the hell of World War II. So even Poland, you know, trying to play both sides of the fence here is like, oh, hey, we're very pro-Israel, but what Israel's doing is actually really evil. So this upset the Israeli foreign ministry. It wasn't enough for them. The Israeli foreign ministry says, you don't like us starving mothers and children to death? What's wrong with you? Says, unfortunately, Polish Prime Minister Donald Tusk is linking his timely condemnation of Hamas with an unacceptable reference to politicians, accompanied by a reminder of the horrible days of World War II. Wait a second. You're the ones that keep reminding us of World War II. It's like we can't even have a geopolitical conversation without you holding World War II over our head. They spent hundreds of millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars, to indoctrinate Americans in World War II history, where the number one issue was the Holocaust and the concentration camps. And they did it in Hollywood. And they did it in the schools. The word Holocaust wasn't in a single history book or newspaper article until the 70s, when they started spending their hundreds of millions buying the history textbook publishing companies and producing the Hollywood films. And now they're saying, how dare you use World War II to tell us to not starve women and children? It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And yet here it is every single day, after day, after day, after day, after day. And then the people that are considered, oh, you're just a critic. Everything we've reported has come true. Look what they did to the Gaza Strip. Look what they did to the Palestinian people. Look, now they're going in, just as we told you they would. So it's not enough. It's not enough to say, hey, we support Israel, but we're against starving women and children. No, no, no. No, you have to support Israel and us starving women and children. They tell the prime minister of Poland. And by the way, we got a couple hundred thousand Palestinians that you're going to have to take too. Okay? That you're going to pay for your anti-Semitism. Randy Fine. He's in Israel, by the way. He's in his home country, by the way. Randy Fine. He should stay over there. We should have a special election in Florida to replace him. He should be over there. He's happy over there. That's his real, that's the country he represents. It's 1 a.m. and I just got woken up due to this Muslim terror attack. Imagine having to live this way as a fact of life. Well, Randy, thanks to politicians like you, we might have to. Isn't that ironic? Oh, we don't want to live in Israel. You're turning America into Israel. We now have to build a golden dome because Israel has run our political system into the same type of system that they have in Israel, where people now apparently want to missile strike us. There's not another country on the planet where they have to be scared that other countries want to strike them with missiles every single day except Israel. And now America, because Israel's running our foreign policy. So isn't that ironic? Yeah, you know what, Randy? I agree. I don't want to live in a country that has to have a golden dome or an iron dome because they piss off so many countries around the world that they want to bomb them. But now we have to live like that. Now we have to live like that. Oh, but it's everybody's fault but theirs. It's everybody's fault but Israel's. And Mike Johnson is there now saying, yep, Israel, you get to take the West Bank. You get to take the Golan Heights. You get to take Gaza. It's your biblical right. A Christian. Johnson says Judea, Samaria, all the land belongs to the Israelis. It's their birthright. Good Lord. I think there's even a clip of him here. I don't know if we ended up bringing it in. But, oh yeah, he's really proud. He just looks like a hostage victim. I think we played it yesterday. So, yeah, Benjamin Netanyahu says, full Gaza occupation. They're taking the land, just as we told you. It was the plan all along. They stood down on October 7th. It was all a giant plan, folks. It was all a giant plan. And this is why the context of October 7th is so important. And I have these debates, and they try to do this gotcha thing. Like, you won't condemn the attacks of October 7th. The hell I won't. The attacks on October 7th were horrific, devastating, heartbreaking. I can't even imagine for the people who went through that and the hostages. I can't even imagine. You go to a music festival, you're just loving life, you're dancing, having a good time, your friends, and then it's a damn terror attack, people falling out of the sky. I fully, wholeheartedly condemn the attack on October 7th. Horrible. Fully condemn. And they're like, oh, whoa, whoa. Now, let's get the proper context. So we all admit October 7th was horrible. So why did they stand down? Oh, here's why. Because it was all part of the plan to take the Gaza Strip. So think about how evil that is. And Israel's not the only country that'll sacrifice a couple citizens for a greater good. Let's be perfectly clear. The United States government has no problem with that either. Prior administrations, no problem. No problem. Who knows? Maybe this administration. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, Pete Hegseth and J.D. Vance, they're like, hey, and Tulsi Gabbard, they're like, hey, we're not doing this anymore. We're not going back in. Way too many Americans have already died over there. We're not doing that. We're not going to be past administrations. So absolutely, they stood down intentionally. And this is how a lot of governments feel. But this is Israel, oh, well, you know, yeah, we'll lose some people and there'll be some hostages. But and then the greater good will be we're going to take the Gaza Strip and those people will be heroes. Palestinian women on hunger strike demand Israel return body of activists killed in West Bank settler clash. So the Israelis are already moving in and settling it. There's gunfights happening. And then they just take the dead bodies and say, oh, it's ours now. And they laugh at them. Pro-Palestinian activists from Swansea detained in West Bank. Yeah, you're not allowed to protest. You're not allowed to film. They're arresting women now for posting on social media. I've got footage of that. I just can't believe the West is accepting this. If this was going on in any other part of the world, the West would be fully condemning it. But because it's Israel, we don't dare. And I get it. You got to give credit where credit's due. Israel is fantastic at geopolitics. They buy foreign governments. They blackmail foreign governments. And then they get to do whatever the hell they want because nobody can stand up to them, or they say, excuse me. Remember what you did there on the island? Excuse me. Excuse me. Remember how much we donated your political campaign? Excuse me.
Okay. Yeah.
So they let it happen. Yeah, here's in clip 15. Here's the woman getting arrested. Yeah, there it is right there. Thank you, guys. You've got in clip 13, they're already moving into the former Palestinian villages. I guess we can call it former Palestinian. They're just taking out all their belongings, just throwing them out on the streets, saying, this is ours now. Yeah, so you got that going on. All the Palestinians are there. And then some of them that film it and post it get arrested. So they're saying, nope, it's ours now. And they come in there and just take it. But it's not all Israelis. In fact, another massive protest. Look at this guy. He's complaining because the guy, he tried to say, oh, here, have your milk. We just stole your house, but here, have your milk. And he threw the milk at the guy. He's like, how dare you pour milk on my pants? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I stole your house, but you poured milk on me. So this is happening in Israel, though. Not everybody supports it. They're pissed, actually, a lot of them. Here, clip 14.
We are here blocking now the roads in Tel Aviv. We will not agree to starvation of people. We will not agree to killing children. This is done by our government and our name. We must take the responsibility. As a society, we must choose, do we celebrate death or do we celebrate the killing of children, or do we wake up and fight it because the fascist government in our country is leading people to die out of starvation, killing to be children to be killed. We cannot agree with that.
All right, we got a couple other headlines on this, and we will move on. But there's your latest updates on that situation. So, a couple of headlines as we enter into the third hour of the InfoWars War Room. Very sad. It's very sad how corrupt governments are. It's very sad how corrupt world leaders are. It's very sad that in the year 2025, we still have to deal with these inhumane wars. It's really, really grotesque.
I'm only as strong as you are backing me. You figured it out yet? This is not like a regular show. The bad guys don't like it for a reason, because we have the information and we have the spirit of victory. So go now to the alexjonesstore.com. The new sale is one of the biggest in the history, maybe the biggest. Store-wide, buy one, get one free super sale. All the t-shirts, all the ball caps, the widest selection, all of the award-winning supplements, the Shilajit, the Methylene Blue, the Ultimate Life Force Blood Cardiovascular Cleaner, the best out there, Atomic Defense, Total Boost Your Immune System, the Irish Sea Moss, just over the top, everything, all of it, already discounted, buy one, get one free, but here's the catch. You have to be a subscriber, which is $30 a month, and you instantly get $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy something, you instantly make your money back and then some simply by becoming a subscriber in the profile. Cancel one click anytime. You need to try our Ultra Methylene Blue, but talk to your physician first. And if you're on SSRIs and things, you can't take it. So check with your physician, or you can look at what you're taking as well and just check those interactions with it, because it's very powerful. It's very strong. Get the capsules or get the pure liquid. Same thing with the capsule. It's the very best medical grade. Get the Irish Sea Moss. Get the Shilajit. Get the pills, the gummies. It's all there. And then there's the best probiotic, the best prebiotic, the best gut cleanse formula, the very best turmeric, ultimate turmeric. It's just amazing. 95% cumanoid. Great fat, natural fat burning formula. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com. And the widest selection of t-shirts, ball caps, and more. Like I said I want the widest selection. It's kind of insane. There's like 500 plus designs now. It's redonkulous. So get it all right now and fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.